Let us pray. Heavenly Father, open your word to our hearts and open our hearts to your word through Jesus Christ, your word incarnate. Amen. In the past couple of weeks, I have been amazed at the talk of change within and around the church on three distinct occasions in the last 10, 14 days. I've heard an interview on Radio Scotland with a former moderator of the General Assembly who was talking about online worship. Anyone hear that? No. Very Reverend Albert Bogle was the man's name, discussing online worship. And then I read a piece, I think it was also online, about online baptism. I gather there's discussion about Skype calls being utilized to allow a baptism to occur in the presence of a minister and parents and a child, or not a child, for baptism. And there's also on the General Assembly, agenda this week, there is talk of online congregations. Now, if you're under 30, you're probably thinking, about time, for goodness sake. It's taken all my life to get here. Or you're over 50 like me and thinking, oh my Lord, online baptism, online worship, help. And then I was reminded, Isabel read the New Testament scripture from a translation called The Message, a very modern, upbeat translation. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Go online and find me there, says Jesus. Befriend me on Facebook and I will be with you forever. Amen. No. That's not actually. But changes are happening here, folks. Online is happening increasingly. My daughter, who turned 21, did I mention that? We are giving her a MacBook. She lives much of her life, whether it's Skype, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, she's there. That's her world and us old folks. Yes, I'm pointing at myself. We need to get up to speed here. This is happening. Actually, what the words were was, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me, says Jesus. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. 3 points, as much for my benefit as for yours. Changes are coming. And whether we're under 30 or over 50, or even in between, changes are coming and we must embrace them, or we'll be sitting here in 50 years' time wondering where everyone's gone. Changes are coming and we must embrace them. Secondly, corporate worship is not to be discarded. I'll come back to that. And thirdly, with the help of a poem that Adrian Plass has written, the church is to reveal who we truly are. Change is coming and we must embrace them. As I say, I was listening to Albert Bogle discussing his his website, sanctuaryfirst.org. Please, please check it out. It is a website that is rich with prayer, sermons, talks, blogs. It is a huge and valuable resource to an increasing number of people who are simply rushed off their feet. SanctuaryFirst.org. But maybe that's the answer. Maybe forget the pews or the chairs. Forget the hefty hymn books that, you know, what number, where are we going? What did he say? And best of all, forget that awful, embarrassing moment when you see the collection plate approaching. Maybe online worship is the way ahead. But I was intrigued because the interviewer on Radio Scotland said to Albert Bogle, "So, I'd always thought that church was about company and community and so on, but presumably this online worship thing means you don't have to go to church, means you don't have to go out of your front door." "No," said Albert Bogle, "that is not what Sanctuary First is about. It is to run in parallel with corporate worship, with meeting together, with worshiping together. It is to support and occasionally fill the gaps when we cannot get here or get to worship." So number two, corporate worship is not being discarded. When Jesus says in the lesson, "Come to me, get away with me, take a rest with me," it is not, and it has never been, Christ's intention to isolate us from one another. No, no, do not go down that route. I've heard it so often. I just have my worship in my home. I can't come to church, or I don't wish to come to church. And you know, I'm just left with the feeling that so often it is an excuse. And listen to the words from Hebrews 10. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. When Christ says to us, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly, his words, his invitation is for us to be united, to be with one another, both online, but especially in person. Our faith is to ensure that we are looking out, not in, exploring ways of worship, not shoring up, journeying, not entrenching, finding new ways and not sticking with the, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And let us acknowledge that religion, that word no longer has any attraction for people. Religion is almost a dirty word. Words like faith, spirituality, pilgrimage, spontaneity, these are the vocabulary of faith. And lastly, the church is to reveal who we truly are. I remember John Chalmers was the moderator of the General Assembly a couple of years ago, I think, came to Aberdeen to preach at our Founders' Day service. And I was driving him back to the Athol Hotel where he was staying, and I said, John, let's take our dog collars out for a moment. How's it going, truly, truthfully? And he shook his head. 2 years ago, as you well know, and for umpteen years before that, the church has been soul searching to try and work out what it needs to say about gay clergy, gay marriage, gay civil partnerships, and so forth. And John Chalmers, bless him, had the guts to say, I am saddened that in my year as moderator, we have been so inward looking. The church will be known by its people as much on a Sunday morning as by Monday to Saturday. What we give, what we do, how we live our lives beyond the four walls of this sanctuary is as important But as we know, very often, let's admit it, there are people who like to be seen in church, who like to make a grand gesture to the offering plate. We know those people. We know them. And there are some other problems in the church. Isabel, I would like you to listen to an Adrian Plass poem called The Real Problem. And maybe it will give you a sense of some of the problems we encounter in church.
Oops. I'm sorry if I'm the real problem. Sort of came over as that. Anyway, this is, as you've heard, Adrian Plass's poem called The Real Problem. Sunday is a funny day. It starts with lots of noise. Mummy rushes round with socks and Daddy shouts, "You boys." Then Mummy says, "Now don't blame them. You know you're just as bad. You've only just got out of bed and that makes me really mad." My mummy is a Christian. My daddy is as well. My mummy says, "Oh heavens." My daddy says, "Oh hell." And when we get to church at last, it's really very strange, because Mum and Dad stop arguing. And suddenly, they change. At church, my mum and dad are friends. They get on very well. But no one knows they've had a row, and I'm not going to tell. People often come to them because they seem so nice, and Mum and Dad are very pleased to give them some advice. They tell them Christian freedom is worth an awful lot. But I don't know what freedom means, if freedom's what they've got. Daddy loves the meetings. He's always at them all. He's learning how to understand the letters of St. Paul. But Mummy says, "I'm stuck at home to lead my Christian life. It's just as well for blinking Paul, he didn't have a wife." I once heard my mummy say she'd walk out of his life. I once heard Daddy say to her he'd picked a rotten wife. They really love each other. I really think they do. I think the people in the church would help them if they knew.
I really think the people in the church would help them if they knew. The church, as a corporate body of people, must seek to be a place of openness, honesty, and support, mutual support. Yes, online worship, online baptism, online congregations are sure as anything all coming to a screen near you. But right here, right now, this ought to be a place of openness and honesty and mutual support. Jesus says, "I have come that you might have life, and life in all its fullness." Meeting together is vital. We learn so much about ourselves in the midst, but we also learn what makes others tick. But this is not the end of the line. This is where the work begins. When we walk away from Cults Parish Church at 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, that is where our faith begins to shine, where we can support friends, colleagues, neighbors. We can make our church, our faith, prominent in ways that others are drawn to. Glory to God in the highest. Yeah. But glory to God in the high street. Amen.